in the wounds that were inflicted upon him, didn't bleed to death. He died of asphyxiation. We know that because that's how crucified victims die. They die because they can't breathe any longer. They can't pull themselves up on their wounds to get a breath. So he didn't bleed to death. He did bleed, and he bled profusely, and there was blood covering his entire body as he was wounded in those great wounds. So you just want to be biblical about it. Yes, he needed to die the way he did because that's the way God planned it, and that's the way God designed it. It needed to be violent. It needed to be bloody because that was depicted in all of the preliminary imagery of sacrifice. But he didn't bleed to death, and there's nothing in the fluid in his body that in any way in itself could save us. He could only save us by dying.
All right, here's another question that came to us in several forms, and so I'll paraphrase it for you. It's one that comes up a lot. In the context of Christ's death at Calvary, what does it mean for the Father to forsake the Son at the cross? Does this mean there was some kind of temporary separation of the Trinity?
Well, that is a mystery of all mysteries. I'm in the middle right now of trying to understand that. There are some very thoughtful ways to approach that. Let me give you one that maybe you never thought of. When Jesus is on the cross and it reaches noon, and he was crucified at 9 a.m, it reaches noon, darkness falls everywhere. And the question is, what was going on in the darkness? Some through the years have said, well, God was absent. God disappeared. That might not be the right answer. The right answer might be that it is at precisely that point that God shows up. And that the darkness, rather than representing the absence of God, represents the presence of God. If you remember Sinai, you remember that God came down in darkness and threatening darkness. If you remember the covenant that God made with Abraham, God was depicted in darkness. There are a number of Old Testament places where darkness is symbolic of God's presence in judgment. And it may be that what happened in the darkness was God was pouring out his fury. You remember now, Jesus said things before the darkness, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And